before too. But at 11 past three, here's an interesting exercise to try. What do you think your character strengths are? Something like creativity? What about fairness or gratitude? If you knew what your strengths were and were able to work to them, would it make you more happy? Chris Mackey is our positive psychologist on the Drive program. And Chris, you've really picked a fascinating topic today, authentic happiness.
Well, it's certainly one of the most central themes in a positive psychology approach, Penny, where authentic happiness is largely based on looking for character strengths.
Okay. Now, when we're talking about authentic happiness, we're not sort of talking about someone who's hysterically, unrealistically happy all the time. I wonder if a better word might not be contentment.
Yeah, look, I think that does get to more of what authentic happiness is about, which is more like a lasting satisfaction that we can have from our roles and activities in life, and something that I suppose we could associate more with what Seligman refers to as gratification rather than pleasure. Seligman being a key figure in the positive psychology field, and he talks about when people do things that are based on their main character strengths, they will tend to experience a real sense of gratification.
Okay. Now, we'll talk a little bit about him, because there's a really great test that you can take online that he's designed. Now, I remember, for example, taking IQ tests at school and spelling tests. Everyone can remember their maths tests.
Yes.
I don't remember anybody at school inquiring about my character strengths.
Well, this is one of the things which is very encouraging about positive psychology, because often a lot of work in the psychological field in the past would have been based at looking at problems or difficulties, certainly in emotional sense. And I suppose when we look at intellectual functioning, we look at skills and strengths in certain ways, but often, certainly in the field of clinical psychology, helping people deal with everyday life problems, sometimes it can focus a bit more on the negative, and that's where there's an advantage in also highlighting what's working well in our lives, what's working well in our personality functioning, and looking to enhance that.
Now, what would happen, though, if you discover that you have a strength that something like kindness or fairness, I mean, you know, they're great strengths to have, and everybody wants to be friends or acquaintances with somebody who's kind and fair, but how does that translate into, you know, working to your strengths in, say, a career?
Well, I think that just say if someone's strengths were kindness and fairness, then that's something that's to do with people very much. So just say if a person was in a job where they weren't getting much satisfaction from it, and then if they realised that their job actually didn't involve much contact with people where they could use their main strengths of if you like, kindness and fairness, then that might suggest that someone could be better suited, at least looking for opportunities within their work, to be able to bring those characteristics into play. Or sometimes people might even consider a shift in their field or focus, or when people are choosing careers, they might take into account those characteristics and then realise, just say if it was something to do with fairness, then people might be interested in jobs which have a social justice component. If it involved kindness, then there might be roles that involved helping other people in certain ways. The whole idea is to do with playing to our strengths.
Okay, so maybe if kindness and fairness were your thing, you might not make such a great parking inspector.
Exactly. That's just what it is. And and that's the idea of any individual differences. We are all different, and as Seligman suggests with the authentic happiness model, that it's when we're acting on our own individual key character strengths, or what he calls our signature character strengths, that's when we're most likely to be very absorbed in what we're doing. We'll be very engaged in our activities, and we'll have a real sense of flow. And what that means is when you're involved in something, you're so immersed in it, you're so involved that you barely notice time passing, that usually means that you're engaged in a very satisfying way, and that's what's sometimes referred to as a sense of flow. And and Seligman suggests that it's when we're using our key character strengths, that's when we're most likely to have that positive sense of flow.
But I suppose all of us can identify with being at school doing something that completely absorbed us, and, you know, whether it was in the art room or playing a sport, or, you know, some people reading a book, or, you know, I'm sure there are some people that get it doing maths, but it's not necessarily encouraged. I mean, I suppose the other thing is that we, you know, we're sort of often encouraged to work harder at our weaknesses rather than play to our strengths.
Well, I think it's a very good point that there's often an emphasis that way, and I think whereas it's good for us to put some effort into working at and working around our weaknesses, generally where we are going to get the greatest payoffs in life is when we do play to our strengths. And that's in any particular area. It means that using and developing our best skills, but also using and developing our strongest personality strength.
Mm. Well, I suppose I'm just going on my experience here, but, you know, I was always very, you know, carried away with, you know, time would pass very quickly when I was doing art, for example. So it might not surprise you that my high score was for creativity.
Right.
But at school, for some reason, was managed to be convinced to do science.
Because I think that's such an important issue, and I know certainly that when I went to school, students were encouraged to do either medicine or law if they could get into those courses, and the suggestion was, and uniformly encouraged to do sciences almost, mm-hmm. and the notion was that if people did sciences and maths, then they could get into any course they wanted to.
And you can always pick up art as a hobby later.
That's what people would say, but that's already channeling people down a certain direction that won't necessarily suit them the best. I think that it can be worth taking into account keeping options open down the track, but
you can tell Chris how well it worked out for me.
Well, look, this is the good leveler, isn't it? People do tend to gravitate to what they know suits them the best.
Yes.
And what I like about an authentic happiness approach and identifying character strengths is that it just brings a little bit more objectivity, even a little bit more science into it, to help people identify what those strengths are.
Now, are you ever too old to try them out?
I think absolutely not. I think it'll be at any stage of life that people can do with having a sense of whether it be their capacity for perseverance or gratitude or humour. Well, we can always be reminded of our strengths, and certainly people these days tend to keep active in learning through an entire lifetime. And people tend to have very active retirements these days. So, again, it's partly looking at our leisure activities. How can we most bring our character strengths also into things that we do in our spare time?
Mm. Well, I thought I'd better give it a go, because I don't really like, you know, giving out websites or ideas without sort of having a go at it.
And personal experience that counts, isn't it?
Well, it is. Look, and it's not an onerous survey either. It's quite interesting. Does make you think a little bit, and it's free, which is another good thing. And it should be one of those really hard downloadable ones. So if you're not on broadband, don't necessarily panic about it. Do you want to explain a little bit about the website?
Certainly. Well, there's a website called AuthenticHappiness.org. And if people have difficulty remembering that authentic happiness, even if people look under Google, under positive psychology, they'll see that there's an authentic happiness website that comes up there. But AuthenticHappiness.org is Martin Seligman's free website where he looks to get across information about positive psychology. And on that website, he has a range of questionnaires that look at things like, say, optimism and how people might experience pleasure or whatever. But there's a particular questionnaire on that website called the Signature Strength Survey. And if people click on that, as you've done this afternoon, that it might take about